And that's it for more recent stuff. Now we jump back to 2007. Here are the audio tracks of two different community TV segments. One is Club Cruise back in September 20th, 2007. Activist, actually talk show host in her role at that point, Becky Johnson, is interviewing several members of the summer protest who did the Homies for the Homeless encampment at City Hall, which lasted almost a week before police swept in and drove it away. This was in the wake of the famous, at the time, Jones decision. Famous if you were a homeless person or interested in these issues. The decision in Los Angeles that predates the Martin versus Boise decision, which held that the city, which had been sued by a number of groups, including the ACLU, through the impetus, leadership, and after the work of Carol Sobel, a very activist National Lawyers Guild attorney down there, and the suit found that the Los Angeles, what you might have called in Seattle the Skid Row area, but it's also called Skid Row in other cities, massive encampment in downtown Los Angeles that went on for blocks and blocks, involved thousands, if not tens of thousands, of folks outside without shelter, without housing, that said they could not sit, sleep, or lie, was in fact unconstitutional, and that that finding affected not just the Skid Row, but the entire city. And in order to avoid the law, the city proposed a settlement, which I think was unwise that the lawyers and the plaintiffs accepted, which said it only applied to, it only applied during the night, and it only applied if you were 10 feet away from a business, and it only applied until such time as adequate housing was made. And in essence, I guess the lawyers thought, well, if we appeal it, we might lose it, so let's take what we can get. But it, of course, denied rights for the next decade for homeless people in all the other cities in the Ninth Circuit District until the Bell versus Boise, which became Martin versus Boise lawsuit, was decided on a 2-1, and it was a narrow decision, basis. So, but the protest at City Hall was began as a protest against the vice mayor, Ryan Coonerty, who was, of course, is part of the Coonerty family, involved in the management and ownership of the bookshop Santa Cruz, which has had a liberal policy in some respects toward homeless people as a business. But the Coonerty family has been notoriously reactionary on homeless issues at City Council and then later at the Board of Supervisors. And since he was going to become mayor the next year and did, he was, his business, his political failure to abide by the Jones decision, and when it was still a decision that was a persuasive precedent throughout California, actually throughout the Ninth District. I mean, it was something that it could have been picked up by the city attorney, and I know, unlikely as it sounds, treated with some respect. Homeless people could have been at least given the kind of sometime tolerance that Brent Adams says, and it's just partially true, that some people in their tents find for short periods of time. There would have been, tents would have been allowed because they were in the Skid Row areas of Los Angeles. But of course, that would have revealed that Santa Cruz, of course, doesn't mind a Skid Row in Santa Cruz as long as it's concealed. And this protest happened in front of the New Leaf Market. I'm sorry, I'm thinking ahead. It happened rather at first in front of the bookshop Santa Cruz, and then folks moved for one night to the City Hall to begin a one-night encampment, which turned into a week-long encampment because more people joined it, other groups supported it. You'll hear all about that in the details of this discussion with, well, at least some of the details, with Becky Johnson. Flashback is from a Voices segment. It's a bit longer than the half-hour Club Cruise, which is the Johnson show, Becky Johnson show, Homies for the Homeless flashback. This has to do with the trashing of a council member, Tony Madrigal, who was not a particularly good council member in terms of homeless civil rights and police abuse, but he was a Latino guy, one of the few who got onto the city council ever. And he was, I mean, that's just happened to be, you know, his father's and his mother's racial background or national background. But he was, he made a casual comment about possible racial profiling, and at the next meeting, he was essentially ganged up on by police and city council members. And you'll hear Mark Halfmoon, who had his own show called Voices, go through an analysis of that. And that show is from October 25th, 2007. Finally, you have me and Zoe Einbinder again being interviewed on another Club Cruise show by Becky Johnson in 2002. So concerned the false arrest and destruction of public space at Hippie Planter in front of the New Leaf Market. It was called Hippie Planter when it was actually an open area for people in front of the New Leaf area and the two kiosks there to assemble, hang out, socialize, sit, and so forth, instead of being turned into the commercial area, which it now is, which is closed at night and privatized. And in order to fight this, I was circulating petitions calling for a boycott of the three businesses who are either supporting it explicitly, supporting this commercialization, privatization, gentrification of the space, either through direct statements or through silence while it was being done in collusion with the redevelopment agency, which was at that time was active in Santa Cruz, and the city council and the police department that was involved in this whole thing. And that was Club Cruise number 174, and it took place early February of 2002. And a lot of it's audible. It'd be better actually to see the video because you can actually see that. I do not have the video posted yet, though. I may try to do that. It's based on old videos, rather grainy videos of the various the Voices and Club Cruise shows, but. I'll be trying to archive that, I hope, as time goes on. But you can hear it, and it's at least one or two dimensions. It'd be nice to have the third dimension as well, but, well, you take what you can get, at least. This is what you get, whether you take it or not.